In this teaching that he's giving to these monks who are quarreling, he also kind of expounds a little bit on the qualities of people who do practice these six Saraniya Dhammas, particularly those in relation to establishing and really experiencing to a deep level this this right view, these qualities of, you know, I was just talking about in terms of the common right view, as a way of reviewing, you know, like, am I somebody who's really putting this into practice, and am I really realizing the results of it? And talks about another set of characteristics or qualities to reflect on and say, well, does this happen in my life? Have I nourished the path to the extent that these qualities or these knowledges have arisen? And it's a good one, I think, for us in a monastic community. And I think we do kind of review these in ourselves and with each other informally, not as a necessarily a formal set, but on a regular basis we talk about them. And the first set is just kind of looking at our minds and our meditation practice. We put a lot of emphasis on meditation and the cultivation of the heart, and looking to see if our minds are starting to shed the hindrances, the qualities of obstruction that impede us, the sense desire, the aversion, ill will, the drowsiness and the agitation and the doubt that Lungpol was talking about in his guided meditation this morning, looking back at those, and also the qualities of, you know, are we involved in getting in conflict with each other or not, which was pertinent to the situation that the Buddha was addressing at the time. But looking back and reviewing that and saying, does my mind experience freedom from these hindrances? If not all the time, of course, you know, for periods of time. This is one of those reviewing knowledges of somebody who has made some progress on the path through application. It's like saying, yes, there have been occasions when my mind is free from these obstructions. And the second quality, which comes as a kind of as a result of that, is reviewing and asking if one obtains kind of an internal peace of mind, a serenity or a settling. Does the mind seem more relaxed and contented and peaceful than it did before? Not necessarily, again, you know, unbroken samadhi, but is it experiencing that sense of release and peace through application of the heart to settling? So one should ask oneself that question to see if you're going in the right direction.